Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
When the federal government distributed its much-anticipated stimulus money to the states, it was intended to last through the year 2011. But caught in a budget crisis and within federal rules, Massachusetts has already allocated all the money that was earmarked for education. WBUR's Fred Tice explains.
By and large, school districts are reporting that they've managed to get through this year and that they'll probably manage next year. But they're really worried about what will happen 2 years from now. Here's why they have reason to worry. The federal stimulus money the state has received for education is supposed to last 3 years. It's supposed to get this state's schools through fiscal years 2009, 2010, and 2011. But instead of spending the money over 3 years, Massachusetts is spending almost all of it, 90%, over the next 2 years. The Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation's Michael Widmer explains why.
Clearly, the state's situation has become so desperate this fiscal year, which is ending on June 30, that what the administration has done is to take this education stimulus money and advance it, instead of spending it in fiscals 2010 and 11, spend a lot of it, more than half, in fiscal 2009 just to balance the 09 budget.
Widmer says the implication is that we're going to run out of this money in fiscal 09 and 10 and find ourselves with virtually no stimulus money for education from the federal government in fiscal 2011. The economy may be recovering slowly, he says, but the state's finances are going to fall off a cliff. Massachusetts is getting almost $1 billion in money for education to spend over 3 years. It's already spent more than half of that this year, and it will use up another $300 million or so next year. So by 2011, just over 10% of the education money, $111 million, will be left.
I'm concerned about it, obviously, and we wouldn't have done it if we didn't have to.
We caught up with Governor Deval Patrick in an elevator as he was leaving an information technology conference in Cambridge yesterday.
We're in the same position many states have found themselves in, that the fiscal hole has been deeper than anticipated. But we did that so we would have to go less deep into the state's own rainy day fund. So it was a balance that was struck.
What happens in 2011? Are you counting on the economy coming back, or do you have hopes of finding other revenues?
Well, we have other plans and other strategies we're going to have to pursue.
The Patrick administration expects the state's economy to revive at the end of this year, but the governor says that can't be the basis for his fiscal plan. As for other plans to fill the budget gap expected in 2011?
Believe me, we're thinking about and working on those ideas all the time. We are constantly in search of further efficiencies, which I think is our responsibility in bad times as well as in good times.
What will be left in 2011 is a huge hole in education spending that the state will have to fill somehow, either by taking the money from somewhere else, or raising taxes, or making drastic cuts to the schools. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.